Well, some clearly that means a lot, and the reaction from everybody as nights go, where does this rate?
Well, it's a bit of a shock, to be fair. I'm still a bit. It hasn't really sunk in. I didn't expect it. You know, the horse jumped last night. He had two down. You know, that was almost where I was on form wise. But I had a few little changes. I changed his bit today. I gave him a ride earlier on outside in a new bit, and he seemed to relax a little bit to it. And I maybe rode him out. I felt one of the fences last night was my mistake. You know, you've got to turn up on the night as well. And he jumped unbelievably. He tried, and I turned him back and kicked him. And the lad that, you know, Richard Howley, that went before me, I know he ended up third, but he's keen as mustard for big occasion. And I knew, like, I knew before when there were seven clears, I was going to have to go some.
And for you to win the Horse and Hound Fox Hunters, one of the most important events, it's probably the most important national event in show jumping. For you as a sort of emerging talent, I mean, you know, that is what you've. I see you're shaking your head now. So you're trying to, and the role of honour, I mean, it clearly means something.
Yeah, I mean, emerging talent. I'm 30 now. I don't think I'm an emerging talent, but I've been around a little bit now. I won the newcomers a few years ago, about 12 years ago. Now, when I was 18, and I suppose you always, if you like, not say struggle along, but you always, you know, like probably I had another 8-year-old horse, same age as Wordsworth, that I sold to America last year. And to be honest, he was probably a stronger contender for this championship than Wordsworth was. But and he went, and it was a bit of a shame, and it took me a bit of time to get over it. But to be honest, Wordsworth stepped up, and he's done the business. So,
and it's a shop window for you and the horse. So, yeah. What does this mean long term?
Well, yeah, hopefully this means that people actually sit up and take notice of you. I think most professionals in the collecting ring today were very, you know, congratulated me and, you know about me, so to speak. But it's just pulling it off on the day, and that's what the best riders in the world do. You know, you look at this championship, and my good mate Brashy, he won it a few years ago. He'll be jumping up and down when I give him a call. You know, because it puts you up there and shows that you can do it when the pressure's on, you know, and the pressure was on tonight, so it was even more on when I was sat there watching the screen. And
have you learned something about yourself, dealing with the pressure of the situation?
No, I mean, I've always been cool enough. Not cool, but, you know, I've always been, it doesn't bother me. You know, I didn't get riled up tonight because it was a big championship. Most of the riders walking in there tonight, their heartbeat won't have changed from when they were walking around the show on foot. You know, you've got to be like that if you're going to.
And you mentioned Scott Brash there. Well, we know what he's achieved in the last, and he's a top 10 rider. Do you look at him and go, well, if he's a top 10, I don't feel any worse than him? I mean, does that, what he's achieved, sort of give you the confidence to have a go?
Well, I mean, he's, as I say, he's a good pal of mine, and he's actually younger than me, but he's a class act, you know, in himself. You know, he's been lucky enough now that somebody's backing him up in that respect, which is, you know, what it's all about in this game, unfortunately. You know, the if you haven't got the backup, then the horses get sold, don't they? So, I mean, yeah, it's, yeah, hopefully it gives, it's, makes people sit up and go, Simon Buckley who?
Simon Buckley, will he be keeping Wordsworth?
Yeah, I think so. I think the plan is my girlfriend, she's been taking a bit of flack there. My girlfriend, she owns him, bred him, and we haven't brought a groom, so she's been grooming anyway. My mum stepped in and helped out, so we're all going. But no, it's been a real team effort, and I mean, hopefully the plan is to keep him. You know, I'm in a job where I've got to pay my bills, so who knows? Who knows? It depends.